It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's been a busy time for Wisconsin news and politics. The top official is out at the state's largest school district. Officials at a major state prison face criminal charges. And the governor's office releases a plan for a big budget increase for the UW system.
Governor Tony Evers joins us now for a look at these big issues facing the state. Governor Evers, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
It's good to be here. How's everybody today?
Pretty good. Now, let's start with higher education. Governor Evers, on Friday, you announced that you're seeking an $800 million budget increase for the universities of Wisconsin. You described it as the largest increase in history. Why a big boost? Why in this next budget?
Well, you've seen across the state for the last several years, the UW campuses, different campuses and the system, and cut back. Relieve people of their, you know, laid off people, the whole nine yards. And it just frankly goes back at least a dozen years where the university system said we need X, and the legislature and the administration said, okay, you're not going to get any of it. You're going to get a cut, or you're going to get half of it. And the bottom line here is that UW system is the ranks 42nd in 42nd, depending on that study, in the nation in state support for the system, and that is just not where we want to be. We want to be one of the best in the world, and we're failing that effort because of resources, and so. It's reasonable to me to put together a budget like this. I asked the Board of Regents to help me out and work with me on this, and they seemed in a good position to do that. And we just can't. This is a driver of our economy in the state of Wisconsin, and it is really critically important that we turn things around.
When you look at the system as a whole, we see declining enrollment when you leave out the flagship UW-Madison. Partly that's demographics, partly that's some economic realities, people going into the job market maybe instead of going to college. Fewer students. Should the answer be, hey, maybe it's time to cut some administration at those other campuses, cut back since we see fewer students anyway, instead of throwing more money at it? What do you think?
Well, I think that's wrongheaded because they've been cutting for the last decade, and you know they can't. You know, it's almost impossible for them to operate in a negative way. And so they've been cutting. I was on the Board of Regents for a long time, and I saw those cuts every single biennium. So I just don't buy it that we're investing in probably the most important economic driver in the state of Wisconsin is the University of Wisconsin system. And it's time to step up and say they need the resources they deserve. And it is, you know, there's some politics around this clearly, but at the end of the day, you can't run the system being 42nd in the country and expect a high quality enterprise. And so, yeah, I'm sticking to it. This isn't about, well, there's fewer kids, therefore let's cut them even more. And on top of that, I have to add this to it. There was several, first of all, cuts, but then there was also freezing tuition. And if all the revenue streams are stopped, essentially, there's no way for the university system to go forward. They're going backwards.
Moving to education in general now, the State Department of Public Instruction says Milwaukee Public Schools is over 8 months behind on submitting required financial reports. We saw that dramatic school board meeting there, the superintendent now out in Milwaukee. You called for two audits focusing on operations and classroom instruction in addition to an already planned financial audit. What are you hoping would come out of that kind of audit?
Well, that's the point. I mean, when all this happened, and really unfortunate that the school district did not meet the deadlines they needed to do around the issue of getting reports in. But the at the end of the day, when that happened, all of a sudden people are saying, "Well, we need to blow up the system. No, we need to have We need to have more vouchers. No, we need to do X. We need to have an analysis of what is actually needed so that we can address it. There's a bunch of people looking for solutions before we actually had the data to support any one of those choices. And so my goal with this is to provide, you know, not only an operational analysis, but also analysis of what's going on in a classroom, and frankly, giving our teachers a chance to also participate in helping to solve this. And so it'll be a really robust analysis, and it will provide us the information we need so we have that data going forward.
I think I heard from that school board meeting, from the parents and others there, a sense of urgency. We need changes now. They might say, okay, audit analysis, that sounds slow. That sounds like something you do instead of doing something now. What would you say to them?
I said they will be part of the solutions. The folks we have that are be doing these audits, they will not only reach out to the typical people, but people that were at the school board meeting. It's going to be open. It's going to be open to all sorts of interviews and people giving input. That's important. And if we seek a solution before we know exactly what the problems are, we need to do that first, because if we just jump into something, people will feel good for a day or two, and then they'll realize that we didn't solve anything.
We have Governor Tony Evers with us on Wisconsin Today, looking at some of the big issues facing Wisconsin. Governor Evers, your office says about $230 million approved in the state budget is currently being held up by the state legislature's Republican-controlled budget committee. What do you worry is not happening as a result of the standoff over this funding?
Yeah, well, dealing with PFAS for sure is number one. I mean, there is absolutely no reason that large amount of money isn't sent out to municipalities and others across the state of Wisconsin. The Joint Finance Committee has decided that they're going to be a small executive branch of state government, and it just doesn't work that way. We had budgets. We passed the budgets. I signed the budgets. The budgets are state law. For them to be holding any money, whether it's around child care, whether it's around PFAS, whether it's around money for the people in the Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls area to kind of rebound from having some closures of their hospitals, all that money is just sitting there. And we can get it out. All they have to do is vote and send it out.
We heard from Republican State Senator Eric Wimberger a couple weeks back, Governor Evers saying, hey, we're pretty close on this PFAS thing. What he says he and his colleagues are looking for is protection for, say, a Wisconsin farmer reports we have PFAS on our land here. It came from another site, maybe an industrial site nearby. He says that under the current situation that you're advocating for, that farmer might face liability. They're just looking, they say at least, for some protection here. What do you say to that concern?
That would never happen. Simple as that. State law doesn't allow that to happen. He's making sure that the people that caused the problem, the people that put the PFAS into the environment, might get hurt. And frankly, there has to be accountability on this. And for us to say, well, we're not quite sure. You know, they're not quite sure who's going to be held accountable. It'll never be the farmers. That's just a red herring. The bottom line is people should be held accountable. And it's not the farmers. It's the people who created PFAS and the people that put it into our environment. It's quite simple. And they can release that money. And, you know, what's happening is the municipalities are saying, well, obviously the farmers aren't going to be held accountable. That means we're going to be held accountable as a municipality, and we'll have to raise taxes. That doesn't work that way. And so I'm with the municipalities on this one, and the senator is absolutely wrong. We need that money.
I want to turn in our last minute to Waupun Correctional Institution. felony charges filed against 9 employees there, including a former warden, related to the deaths of 2 of the people under the custody of WAPON. In our last minute, Governor Evers, what do you as governor want to do to change the story at WAPON prison?
Well, we've tried lots of things over time. Frankly, the legislature has not funded my proposals. But that said, we are where we are here. I believe that if there's any employee that is has made a mistake, it should be held accountable. And in addition, not only with the sheriff's his work, we have an ongoing investigation, as well as on the federal side with the FBI. So there are more things that need to be resolved. But I can tell you that it's my goal that the people that have, if they've done something wrong, they be held accountable. But it also means that if we're looking at criminal justice reform, all we have to do is look back to the things that I've asked for around education and so on, that have never been part of the, gone through the budget, that I could help this problem and preempt it.
10 seconds or so, Governor Evers. You just came out of the state Democratic convention. New maps. Do you think that the legislature could flip for the first time in over a decade?
Well, I'm not sure where that'll be, but it'll be very close. And the best thing for the people of Wisconsin is that they're going to have a chance, a choice, and that's really important. I think we'll do, as Democrats, we'll do fine, and hopefully we'll be able to take over one or both of the assembly of this, or the Senate. But the good news is that people will have a choice now, and before that choice wasn't there.
Governor Evers, thanks again for joining us.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
That was Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. He joined us for a look at news out of Milwaukee Public Schools, WAPON Correctional Institution, and the UW system.